In the frontline city of Mykolaiv, the maternity hospital tries to operate as normally as the war will allow. Tamara Kravchuk is close to giving birth. The day before, a different part of this hospital was hit by a shell, but nobody was hurt.
Over time, every day you get used to it more and more, especially when the explosions are somewhere far away. It seems they are in another country.
In the western city of Lviv, another clinic, this one treating children with critical heart conditions. This unit has just been moved from the capital, Kyiv. It's part of a national initiative to relocate essential services and companies away from the fighting in the east to the relative safety of the west.
We are saving kids who have critical heart problems, who would die without operations. And of course, each child is important. There are hundreds of them, so it's very stressful.
Lviv and other towns and cities in the west have been dealing with a surge in newcomers since the start of the war.
Many more institutions and businesses are planning to make the same move west. Like this hospital, most say eventually they'll move back east again. Just when, no one can tell.
Back in the maternity unit in Mykolaiv, Tamara has given birth to a baby daughter.
I hope our children won't see these crazy scenes and everything will be good. There is no other way.
A few minutes old and delivered into a world her mother could not have imagined just a few weeks ago. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Lviv.